Hey, this is Max from the Infinity Bros podcast, and you're listening to the Daily Nerd Devo. It's the third and final season of Ted Lasso, and if you're unfamiliar, the premise is a football coach from America steps into Premier League soccer and changes the culture in a team and an ownership and a community for good. It's difficult for me to not parallel Ted Lasso's experience with how people looked at Jesus in the Old Testament. You think of how Jesus is viewed during the Passover, for example, and how they thought he would ride in on a horse with a sword, and you get that dichotomy of the donkey with the palms. But also in Hebrews chapter 5, I can't help but be drawn to the responsibility that Jesus as the Messiah had to the royal priesthood. Verse 5 says, "So also Christ did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but was appointed by him who said to him, 'You are my son, today I have begotten you.' As he says also in another place, 'You are a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek.'" And as you read the rest of chapter 5, you read that the writer of Hebrews is going on to show how Jesus Christ fulfills the great conditions of the priesthood. He takes the last one first. Jesus didn't choose his task. God chose him for it. Jesus has gone through the bitterest of experiences. He understands how human beings have strengths and weaknesses. The author remembers Jesus at Gethsemane, where he's sitting as his peers and friends, his disciples, fall asleep as he's about to enter into the cross, as he stresses, as he sweats. This level of pain and suffering is experienced by Jesus. And Jesus learned from all of these experiences, and he met them all with reverence. He learned from what he suffered. And by means of the experience through which was passed, Jesus was still made perfect. You don't have to be Ted Lasso to be perfect. In fact, Ted Lasso isn't perfect if you watch the show. He has a lot of flaws. The point isn't that Ted Lasso is perfect. The point is that people have expectations of who Ted Lasso should be. And if you are worried or struggling or suffering, or as we exit the Easter season, maybe you have an image of Jesus being one way, please hear today that Jesus was not a victim. He was a volunteer. He did all that on behalf of you, on behalf of me. He fulfilled the royal priesthood, went against the grain of expectations. And the salvation which Jesus brought is an eternal salvation. It is something that will keep man both safe in time and in eternity. And with Jesus, a man is safe forever, and there are no circumstances in which we can be plucked from his hand. Or as Ted Lasso likes to just simply say, believe. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Infinity Bro Max, and as always, we love you guys 3000. See ya. Bye.